Did 2014 seem a little more weird to you than the other years? It did to me, and I think it did to my guest today, Charlie Miller, who is the editor of a new book that's called The American Journal, 2014 Year in Perspective. Welcome to the Outpost, Charlie.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here, Mark.
Well, how did this book come about? I mean, I've seen other retrospectives, and I know you've got a little different twist on this one, but how did this idea come about?
Well, we wanted to do something that we could celebrate the past seasons, and with my roots being at Athlon Sports and being in sports, I've seen this done in sports, you know, in on various websites and you know, Sports Illustrated and ESPN with their magazines have done something similar, sort of a review anyway of the look back in sports. And you know, at different years, Times Magazine has done a few things like this from a news perspective, and maybe even People Magazine for entertainment. And we felt like that there was space for and a place for something that sort of encapsulated all of that, and the major events of the year, whether it's sports, entertainment, news, and rather than just be a review, I think the important thing for us is to be able to put this in perspective. It's not just this book is not a review. I mean, you're not going to use this as necessarily as a reference tool, but it is a nice perspective, or sort of a retrospective of the events of the year, people who passed away last year, and sort of the impact that they had on our lives, and the impact that events from the past year had.
Yeah, the perspective is the key point. I think having helped you a little bit on this book, I know the thing that I took away from it was we really worked hard on trying to give somebody a perspective rather than just the facts. And I think you did an amazing job of corralling a whole bunch of weird, strange, creative people. How many writers worked on this book?
Well, there were about 24, 25, something like that. And I think that an example maybe of the perspective is that, you know, one of the events last spring, and talking to some people about this, when I mentioned this, you know, their response has been, you know, was that long? You know, was that last, you know, has it been a year since that happened? But this, you know, when this, mm-hmm. this teenager, this 14-year-old kid jumped a fence at the San Jose airport, and climbed up in an airport and ended up in Hawaii, climbed up in an airplane and ended up in Hawaii. You know, the mm-hmm. news that was in the news cycle for maybe a couple of weeks. And, you know, this kid was trying to get to Ethiopia. He ended up in Hawaii and he was trying to visit his estranged mother. And, you know, the story became at the time, how he survived, you know, which sub-freezing temperatures, no oxygen, you know, how do you survive? But to me, I think more of the perspective was, we had a 14-year-old kid jump a fence, climb up in an airliner, you know, could have easily been carrying a backpack similar to one of the ones that the kids carried at you know, and left at the finish line at the Boston Marathon. So if you think about that for a second, this guy jumped a fence, this 14-year-old, this is not some mastermind
criminal,
you know, criminal who's been doing this for years, jumps a fence. You know, if he tosses, you know, a backpack up in a wheel well instead of climbing up in there himself, think about the disastrous end that could have. So, you know, I think that is sort of the perspective that we tried to show on the events of 2014.
The American Annual is available at bookstores now. It's 2014 in perspective, so let me put you on the spot a little bit here. Yeah, I'm going to test your memory. I know you've been living with this product and this property for a year. What were the great, and I'm sure they're featured in the book, but what were the great sports moments of 2014?
Well, I think there's several that come to mind, but what Monet Davis did with the Little League World Series, I think, was noteworthy. You know, when a 13-year-old girl captures the hearts of Americans and playing a sport that has been predominantly guys, and doing it so well, I think comes to mind, and how she handled that, not only on the field, but, you know, when you listen to her in interviews, you know, she comes across as a very seasoned veteran, you know, 30-year-old mm-hmm. adult, not mm-hmm. a 13-year-old middle schooler. So to me, that was a major event. Certainly what Tim Howard did at the World Cup mm-hmm. with his amazing performance and amazing save certainly stands out as another big story from 2014. But you know what? Maybe my favorite sports moment could be the Chevy guy after the World Series. And, you know, it's not really a sports moment, but the fact that you know, this guy who his one and only job is to present this fully loaded Chevy truck to the World Series MVP, and he you know, this representing Chevy when he says has lots of technology and stuff. Was a tremendous moment. That was a tremendous moment.
There's a low point in public relations history.
Absolutely, and I suspect that will be his that was his last opportunity to make a presentation like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, tell me what in your mind, what were a few of the great moments in entertainment in the year just passed?
Well, I think what stole the show in entertainment was what Jimmy Fallon has done with late night. He took over for, it seems like Jimmy Fallon, certainly with his late night show, but it seems like he's been the host of The Tonight Show for years now. But it was last February when Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show from Jay Leno and completely changed the Tonight Show. I mean, this is not certainly not Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. It is not Jay Leno's Tonight Show, and it is completely hitting the refresh button. Jimmy Fallon does not, quite frankly, he's not that great of an interviewer, but his guests don't sit there at the desk and just do quick interviews. I mean, he, you know, had that terrific hip hop dance with Will Smith, and he races tricycles and you know, has lip syncing contests, and those are the kind of things that totally changed late night TV. And then taking it a step further in terms of the social media aspect, I mean, he ended the year with more than 19 million Twitter followers, and not only do people are people watching The Tonight Show, but they're talking about it all day the next day, you know, what they mm-hmm. saw in Jimmy Fallon. So I think that was a huge step in what we saw in late night TV. And then I think what Netflix, not that Netflix started in 2014, but I think what Netflix did throughout the year in 2014 has completely changed the way we consume entertainment now. I mean, it's on demand. No longer are we watching our favorite drama series, you know, on Thursday nights only, and we can't watch the next episode until the next Thursday night. And if we're late getting home or something and missing it or whatever, you know, Netflix has totally changed that dynamic in terms of appointment viewing and, you know, with binge viewing. I know that you know, my family, we do this quite often with Netflix, and for whatever reason, my high school daughter has now found a fascination after her longtime fascination with the Andy Griffith Show.
Wow.
She kind of went through a Cosby Show phase for a little while, but now it's MASH, and it's been a blast. You know, a few nights and the weekends we'll sit down and watch whatever, 6 or 7 episodes, 8 episodes or so of MASH, you know, beginning all the way back to square one. And what Netflix has done along this has completely changed the way we consume that content.
Yeah, it's really, you know, you're getting an immediate response in terms of your viewing needs or wants now. And that's a big change from, like you said, from the old days of three networks and that's all your choice. So tell me what were some of the big, it was not all good news in 2014. What were some of the bad news stories? Obviously health is one area that was some major changes in 2014.
Yeah, there were some things weren't always good in 2014. And unfortunately in the, sort of the news section part of this book, it can kind of come across as a little bit of a downer, but we for the most part most citizens in the U.S. were introduced to the Ebola disease that people in Africa have been dealing with for 30 or 40 years now, and as the world gets smaller, epidemics like this, reach further and further. And when the first case showed up in Dallas and some nurses were affected, there was a little bit of there's a very strong reaction and a little bit of an overreaction, but also the understanding that, Americans have long time prided ourselves with an incredible health care. Maybe you could argue that the health care system isn't great, but in terms of the health care itself, Americans have taken a lot of pride in having extremely good health care here. And now all of a sudden that was kind of come into question a little bit. I think, in terms of sort of putting that in perspective of, what this disease means and how it can be controlled, and is this, the end of the world? No, it's not, quite that bad. Let's don't overreact, but we have to take it seriously. Certainly, the shooting of Michael Brown in outside of St. Louis was certainly terrible event. And, completely changed the lives of his family, his friends, completely changed the lives of the officer Wilson who shot him. And also trying to understand exactly what happened. Trying to put this in perspective in terms of, what this means for society. I mean, there were race relations were certainly to put it mildly, not what they should have been, especially in the South in the early part of the 1900s. But, we sort of felt like, in our generation, Art, that, race relations are, kind of okay now. I mean, you understand when something like this happens that maybe we haven't come quite as far as we think we have. And then for, globally, when you look at, ISIS, prior to 2001, I don't think most Americans knew what Al-Qaeda was. And had never heard of that outside of the national security agencies. And certainly, that September morning in 2001, that completely changed. And I think 2014, most Americans have now been acquainted, unfortunately, with the name ISIS and what's going on, and while that hasn't touched our borders necessarily now, that certainly has a great impact on America.
Mm-hmm. Well, typically this type of book features, and I think this book does a really great job with the tributes to people that we lost in 2014. Who are some of the people that passed away in 2014?
Well, this is going to sound terrible saying this, I guess, but this is one of my favorite parts of the book, quite frankly, and it's a chance to celebrate lives of people who are very special in a number of ways. When talking to people about this book initially and since it's come out, this is sort of the section that everyone sort of gravitates to a little bit, and you know, you think about the names like Shirley Temple, for example, and you know, certainly most people who remember her or think of Shirley Temple, you know, think of a 6 or 7 year old with some curly hair, you know, singing Good Ship Lollipop. But she spent a good number of years as a diplomat and sort of had two distinctly different careers. Mickey Rooney is another actor who passed away last year, and from whose career spanned roughly about 9 decades. I mean,
wow.
He was. I mean, you think about, you know, where he started, and he wasn't afraid to tackle just about anything. He had a lot of huge successes, and he had some movies and some TV efforts in the 1950s or so that were, you know, pretty much disasters. But certainly, you know, I think an older generation would certainly remember the Andy Hardy movies, or remember a lot of his movies with Judy Garland. And then I think there's the generation of the 80s would probably remember Sugar Babies and his starring in that. And then, you know, James Garner, you know, whether you remember him as Brett Maverick or whether you remember him as Jim Rockford, you know, to me, James Garner was to me, this was a fascinating story because, I didn't know this, but he was wounded twice in the Korean War and earned a couple of Purple Hearts. I don't think a lot of people knew that about him. He passed away just a month shy of his 58th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So you think about someone in Hollywood who's married for 58 years. I mean, that's fascinating enough, I think. But Lois Clark, he married her 14 days after they met.
Wow.
So just, you know, when you think about, okay, here's a Hollywood marriage. You meet someone, you marry him 14 days later. Yeah,
that's
going to work.
Yeah, that's going to work out really well. That's fascinating. Yeah. You're right.
So, and then, of course, you know, the sad stories of Robin Williams and Joan Rivers, you know, we learned a lot about Robin Williams after his death that we didn't know about him personally. And a couple of the photos that we used, I mean, there's a photo of Robin Williams later in life, and it's sort of a posed shot. And just, I'm fascinating staring at this photo because you can just see some sort of sadness. And then on the opposite page, there's the photo of Mork,
right.
You know, of the crazy Robin Williams. So it's sort of a dichotomy there of his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you picked a good year to do this, Charlie. 2014 was a very, I think, momentous in so many different ways that I think people are going to enjoy this book. Tell me how somebody can buy it. How can you get the American Annual?
Well, the best way would be AmericanAnnual.com.
Okay, good.
The best way to order that, and we're offering now is free shipping. They're $24.95, so that's the best way to find them. I really appreciate this, Art.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure, and I'm looking again. If you want to get this. If you want to get the American Annual, go to AmericanAnnual.com and order one. And it's a coffee table size book and fabulous design. And Charlie Miller, who edited all this and wrangled all this piece together, thank you for being on the Outpost.
Well, I appreciate it, Art. Thank you.